This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations on the Genesis Communications Network. That's GCNlive.com. And we're also broadcasting on selected Salem Media Group stations across the country in some of the biggest markets in America, as well as on some of the leading independent stations around the countryside for a great mixture of listeners, and we appreciate it very much. Now, you also are hearing us around the world via the Internet because we have something called the stream and the satellite. Now, on the stream at GCNlive.com and my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, you can hear the show being played live right there, right now, if you can't hear it anywhere else. And my flagship stations and most of my radio stations have got a stream as well over there. And, of course, we're on the Westwood One satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, we want to give a special shout-out to the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, to the FedEx and UPS drivers, as well as the bulk mail haulers, who are going to have a tough go of it here over the next few days, I'm sure, and the suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the oil products, which, by the way, if you're here in Florida right now along the Gulf, you need to fill up your vehicle with gas today. Do not wait. Do it today. And also, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, we're on Twitter, or X as it's now known, at Captain's America. And, of course, our website is none other than the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go on over there and check out all the different things we have to offer, including direct links to Our first carry over here, Kyle Warren, who's been working with me all night long. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
And there's a link to your pages over there on my homepage of my website. And to this gentleman right here, the man, the myth, the legend up there in the panhandle of Florida, almost all the way out of state, Frank Salvato. Good morning, sir. UndergroundUSA.com.
Mr. Captain.
Yep. And the gang is going wild because they're getting it in before they can't stand out there anymore. Oh, boy. All right. Are you guys ready to say the pledge?
You got it.
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag of the United States of America,
and to the republic
for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words that are right there in the middle, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle and Frank, I want to start up by sending our condolences out to the Marines who were killed in Australia yesterday on the Osprey that went down. I just so happened during the break got a message from an Osprey person, probably a Marine by the looks of the email. I'm not going to mention his name. He said the MV-22 Osprey is a very hard aircraft to fly. The CV-22 is a USAF version. Then he says that clutch issue, and I remember that, clutch issue with both Marines, and he said, fly hard. Yep, I'm pretty sure that all of that is related to what went on. And again, our thoughts and prayers go out to them.
Oh, absolutely. Their condolences to their family and their military family. But this is, you know, we had said this prior to coming on air. This is nothing new. You know, this is something they had an issue with before. What makes me, you know, the thing that piques my mind here is that when you have a military command such as we do today at the Pentagon that is more worried about diversity, equity, and inclusion than making sure that they're spending resources on maintaining peak efficiency in their training programs and trying to manipulate, you know, not working on merit and saying we have to have so many females, so many males, so many people who have to be African American, so many people who are Native American, so many people who are Hispanic. When you get into that, you start seeing what we saw in the fire service back in the 80s and 90s, where there were mandates and people who were the most qualified were getting passed over.
Yeah.
So is that a factor here? That's something I would be shining a spotlight on, asking a question, because if that's the case, you had a very hard piece of equipment to, you know, to pilot, and you may not have had people fully trained and or qualified to fly them. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that's the case, but that question needs to be asked.
Mm-hmm. Well, I totally agree with you. And by the way, Kyle, did you have a question here? We got about 30 seconds.
Well, yeah, I think we'll probably have to carry over to the break, but we certainly want to get Frank's take on any kind of a new mandate for a vaccine distribution. So I definitely want to hear.
Had
what
to
Frank
step in it on that one,
that.
Huh? Just had to do it. Okay.
Yeah, this is wishful thinking on the Biden administration's part. The catalyst to think of, you know, all of the adjudications have already been done. This isn't like the first time around where he gets to say, we're going to mandate this and we want you to do that. There have been lawsuits filed, and the government has lost on just about every one of them to the point where they've had to rehire people who were fired in the private sector. So
hold that thought, my friend. We're coming back right after this break that we're taking, and don't go anywhere. It's a Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You betcha. And before we get back to Frank and Kyle, I want to remind everybody that this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, Moss Nissan. Now, they've got a whole bunch of Nissan dealerships scattered around the local area, southwest Florida, right here in the Tampa area, as well as up in Newport Richey and up in Brooksville. And that, of course, is in the path of the storm, as you probably already know up there. But their flagship store in Newport Richey at 1954 has been around the longest, and they've got this huge flag that sits up way in the air. And I saw it last week, because I was checking my odometer, 2 miles away. I knew that I was coming up on Moss Nissan because of that flag. Now, I can tell you that Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where all of the Moss Family Automotive stores give active duty military, veterans, first responders, whether you're an EMT, a firefighter, or a police officer, and church pastors, too, a great opportunity to save money on your new or pre-owned vehicle. Now, they also have Moss Care, which lasts for the life of your vehicle, free oil changes and tire rotations for as long as you own that vehicle. And you can take advantage of that, plus telling them the captain sent you to get yourself a little surprise along the way. By the way, their website is Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. They have over 450 vehicles in stock. You can take a look at what they have at their locations. And again, Newport Richey, 1954, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on North Florida Avenue here in Tampa. Yep, right there in Tampa, Nissan and Acura side-by-side. And then up in Brooksville on State Route 50 on the west side of Brooksville, right up against the Suncoast Parkway, State Route 50 at Suncoast Parkway, Moss Nissan, the brand new plant there. Again, when you get there, make sure you tell them the captain sent you. Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. Okay, back to Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning.
Back to Frank Salvato, Underground USA. Hey, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
All right, Kyle, you got a question to ask Frank. Go ahead.
Well, thanks. Well, yeah, well, just go ahead and finish up or expound a little bit, Frank, on this idea of obviously a new vaccine for some variant that evidently nobody's prepared for, according to this. But again, what do you think the chances are of people lining up to take another vaccine?
Well, you know, the people who don't think for themselves probably will, but I think we've hit critical mass on that. By the way, everybody's prepared for this new variant. Why? Because we all have natural immunity now. So, you know, let's not pretend that people are all vulnerable to this new strain like it's something that came from the planet Xeon. We've been, all of the variants have been out there. People either took the jab or didn't. We now know that the people who didn't take the jab the first time around fared better than the people who took the jab. That's just a fact that can't be argued away. We've got studies out there that prove that masks didn't work against this. And why? For the common sense reason that the virus is smaller than the aperture in every mask but an N95 with positive pressure. That's just a fact. Anybody still wearing a mask is a moron. It was an exercise in controlling the masses to see how far they could go to manipulate people. We've got studies that said that the vaccine is, in most cases, more damaging than it did any good. And that's both for the psychological effects and the medical effects. All of the promises that it would make sure that you didn't get the virus were a complete and utter lie. And the mRNA vaccine is proving, especially in pregnant women now, it's transferring to the fetus. It's affecting the population. So a lot of the people who were labeled conspiracy theorists before about the fact, well, if you get the vaccine, the mRNA vaccine, it transfers through the blood and through the placenta and everything else. They weren't conspiracy theorists. They were correct. And then, you know, we just can't fall for this election manipulation again, because that's what this was. They're floating this out there at this point in time to make sure that they can make the polls stay open longer, make sure we have unmanned drop boxes again, make sure that ballot harvesting is even more embraced when
vote
just
by
two
mail.
Decades ago, vote by mail.
Yep.
All of the schemes that they had last time to be able to remove almost every integrity control of the election, they want to do it again. Why? Because this administration has achieved nothing but spending money. That's it. They've got us very close to a global conflict over in Ukraine. The economy is in the toilet. We have the nation more divided by demographic than even during Obama, which is stunning to be able to say. The dollar isn't worth anything. Your 401ks are done. And they are gaslighting with their foot on the gas pedal all the way to the floor. So what do? Let's march out the fear porn one more time and say, if you don't get the jab and let us lock you down so you can't talk about politics with everybody, if we can keep you from actually having any kind of part in election integrity when it comes to your ballot, then maybe we've got a chance. But this has to stop, and the people have to understand that you're not alone in saying no, and you have to have a spine. I will not comply. And when they threaten your jobs over this, sue them. Every single lawsuit that was filed against the private sector and the government for what they did during COVID to people when they lost their jobs, these people have won. They had to rehire nurses, rehire teachers with back pay. So if your private sector company says you have to do this, you say, you know what? Bite me. I'm filing a lawsuit against you. The precedent is already there. He can't command OSHA to do what he wanted him to do last time. It's a completely different ballgame from a legal aspect because the lawsuits were on our side. So I will not comply, and everyone should be saying that.
All right, I hate to change the subject, but I got to break in with a bulletin here. We just have received weather information from the National Weather Service that this storm, Idalia, by Wednesday morning, could be off our coastline as a Category 3 hurricane with 115-mile-an-hour winds. Folks, we're going to, Frank and I, as two veteran firefighters, along with Kyle, we're going to have a long conversation about this with you at the bottom of the hour. But this is not the time to dilly-dally around. It's the time to make your preparations, fill your car with gas, get ready to do whatever you're going to do. This is the real deal.
Yeah, this is what we talk about. You need to have a go bag. You need to have a plan. Whether it's if you're going to leave, you need to make your plan to get out of town before now.
Yep.
If you're going to stay, you should have an emergency plan in place so that you can find family members and neighbors and close friends after the fact. You know, you don't just say, oh, well, let's get prepared for this 3 days beforehand.
Yep.
You need to be prepared for this a year in advance.
All right, we'll get into this at the bottom of the hour, but in the meantime, Kyle, I know you still got stuff you want to ask, so go for it.
Well, that's right, and I couldn't agree more, first of all, about being prepared. When we had the tropical storm come through, it was unprecedented, but the preparations we would make are nothing compared to what everybody in Florida and the affected areas are going to have to be doing. It's a whole night and day difference. But, Frank, I guess on a little bit of a lighter note here, what kind of a world do we live in where Alice Cooper makes some statements about transgender, and he gets dropped by vampire cosmetics.
Yeah, you know, welcome to his nightmare. I mean,
yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
This is ridiculous. I, you know, now people know that there's a company called Vampire Makeup or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I think that was their motivation behind this, was to get some very, very cheap publicity. And really, I hope it goes out of business. I really do, for something like this. I've been able to meet the guy because he was from around the area. I grew up in Chicago. He's a real nice guy. He's a hell of a baseball fan. You know, he loves the Diamondbacks out there out west. But he's calling a spade a spade. A man can't be a woman, and a woman can't be a man. A man can't give birth to a baby, and a woman can't create sperm. So come on, let's knock this crap off.
All right, guys, hold on. And folks, we're coming back. And when we come back, Frank and I are going to have a long, hard talk with you, the listener. We'll take any questions that you've got along the line about this upcoming hurricane coming our way. It's getting to the real point now to where we got to start thinking about doing some serious things.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
USA News Update. The judge overseeing presidential candidate Donald Trump's alleged federal election case is expected to set a trial date today. Trump's legal team has requested to postpone the trial until 2026 due to the size of the paperwork. The Justice Department has pushed back on that, requesting and arguing it would deny the public its right for a speedy trial. Special Counsel Jack Smith's office is pushing for a January 2024 start in what Trump and other lawmakers are calling election interference.
The Pentagon is investigating after a deadly weekend for U.S. Marines. During a training exercise in Australia yesterday, an Osprey aircraft with 23 on board crashed, killing three and injuring several others. Last year, in two separate crashes, nine Marines died, also in Osprey aircraft. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
Okay, we're going to do it, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is something I've been taking for going on 13 years. It's part of my daily integrated health plan, and I take it with my morning breakfast. Whether it's a breakfast or brunch or lunch, whatever my first meal of the day is. And I take it because it works. It's that simple. It works. And it's all natural. No drugs in this at all. Turmeric, resveratrol, Icarin, and omega-3 help your body to support its natural response to inflammation, which is what causes the pain and the swelling to begin with. And it will go right straight to the source of the problem and lower or eliminate whatever you got going on. Now, all you got to do is go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, one more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and for $19.95, try the three-week quick start. Now, after you get that three-week quick start, you'll be able to reorder when you run out, either by the monthly supply or by the dual monthly, every 2 months or every 3 months, and the more you buy, the cheaper the per capsule price gets. And in the words of Kyle Warren, he likes to remind us, what, Kyle?
All you have to lose is pain.
There you go. Relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95 on the three-week quick start. Give it a go and see what happens. It just might work for you like it's worked for me and tens of thousands of others. Okay, Frank Salvato, let's set this up. Mr. Frank Salvato, you were on a rig with the fire department for a number of years, correct?
Oh, yeah, double digits.
Okay, and I spent 30 years in the fire service, rising to the rank of captain, and at the last go-around, I had actually made acting battalion chief a couple times because the chief was either in transit or they were getting a new one or whatever, and I hadn't applied for the position, so I wasn't wanting to do it. I wanted to stay where I was at, but I had the best of both worlds, I guess, because my guys loved me and I loved them. And that's what it was all about. It's not you go, it's we go, right?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, in the fire service, just like the in law enforcement, there are people who enjoy wearing the blue shirt.
Yep.
Because they like getting their hands dirty. That's kind of what I was doing. I like getting my hands dirty.
Now I'm going to read something here. Idalia is the name of this storm. It's intensifying as it approaches Cuba. It's picked up a little bit of speed. It's now moving at 7 miles per hour. It is a life-threatening storm with a storm surge and dangerous winds becoming increasingly likely for portions of Florida. Now, as of 5 a.m., just a little while ago, it was located about 125 miles south of the western tip of Cuba. Its maximum sustained winds were at 65 miles per hour with higher gusts. The present movement has it moving north at about 7 miles per hour, or what they call 0 degrees. Now, the minimum central pressure right now, 989 millibars, which means it is intensifying. And this thing, it looks like, is going to come right up the shoreline. Where it's going to strike, I don't know, but if you look at the National Weather Service, everything on the west side of Florida is either a hurricane warning or a hurricane watch or a tropical storm warning or watch, everything.
Yeah, I believe it's going from the southern tip, all the way up to Apalachicola.
Yeah, and it's going some of this from Ian, where Hurricane Ian was last year, where they still haven't repaired some of what they've got. And if they get the water and the rain and the wind that they're talking about, it could be 10 inches. And, Kyle, you heard, what did you hear, somewhere down in Cuba?
Well, yeah, somewhere in the neighborhood of 18 inches and possible 18 inches as we head into Florida as well.
Yeah, and they had mudslides down there, so that makes sense when that happens. But we need to be prepared for this, ladies and gentlemen, and you need to get out and get your cars full of gas now, right now. And you need to be prepared to have a plan in place, because if you're in a low-lying area that floods, that's had the habit of flooding, there's going to be a storm surge associated with this. And if you got flooded before, you're going to get flooded again.
Yeah, and it's, you can tell why they're predicting that it may hit a 3. We've had such hot weather.
Mm-hmm.
The shallows in the Gulf of Mexico along the coast are very warm water.
Yep.
And that fuels a hurricane. The fact that it's only moving at 7 miles an hour is also very troubling.
Yep.
If it would pick up speed, then we would fare a lot better. But if this thing is just going to hang and drop rain, and it becomes more of a water event than a wind event.
Yep.
All of the flooding you saw last time is going to happen, and with the storm surge that's multiplied.
And based go ahead.
You had said, everybody has to start having a plan. That plan should have been in place a year ago.
Right.
If you live in Florida, you are going to get hit at some point with a serious hurricane. And that means, okay, if I'm going to live here, I got to be prepared for it. You have your go bag, you have your communication set up, you have your either evacuation or your regrouping plans after the fact. You understand what happens if the water's coming in and I have to go up. Well, you get trapped in an attic, you're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
So you need, if you're going to move to paradise, understand what it takes to live in paradise and not die the first time you had a catastrophe bowl over you. And part of that is understanding that something that looked like it was just going to be a 1 and I can ride it out. I don't leave until it's a cat 3 or a cat 4. It could change very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing that right now. You're right. Fill up with gas. Get some water. You're going to start seeing runs on everything at the supermarket.
I saw it yesterday.
And if you're the kind of person that goes out and says, I need to buy all the water and leave nothing for anybody else, shame on you.
Mm-hmm.
You should have been dealing with this before. This is a time when you reach out and you make sure that your neighbors and your brothers and your sisters are taken care of.
Yep.
You don't just say what's mine is mine and screw you. That's not what Americans do. And if that's what you're doing, shame on you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, That said, if you're not prepared, you should have prepared before.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I don't know, every time we have a storm like this or any kind of weather event that comes through Florida, we say the exact same thing, Matt.
Yeah.
You have to have a plan. You have to have a kit.
Well, that's because we've been there.
You have to have the ability to survive. Yeah.
This is not our first rodeo. I've responded to so many of these, I even forgot how many it was. But, you know, some of the biggest, baddest hurricanes that we had, not only in Florida, that we came down from New York and helped mutual aid with the people down here, but also up the East Coast. We had some really bad storms that came up that East Coast.
Yeah, the first time I moved down to Florida, because I did it twice. Don't know why I went back, but I did it twice. I went through Andrew. That was my christening, and I'm like, these things are serious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the whole Chode Warrior thing, where I'm just going to sit at a hurricane party and do the romantic narrative of the candles and everything else. That's all a farce. Mm-hmm. That's in the movies. That's not real life. When you get hit by a four or a five, you start understanding how fragile life can be. And if you're in the water aftermath of a three or even a two that hovers over the coast, you learn how damaging and dangerous water can be.
Yep.
So, you know, I mean, please heed the warning. You know, couch it like this. I'm going to take a 3-day vacation to go a little bit north.
Don't stop till you get to Jackson, Georgia.
Yeah,
there's a Flying J there. We want you to stop and say hi to the guys at the Flying J.
Yeah, I mean, just don't take the chance. Why? You know what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a tornado in the Midwest where it drops out of the sky right now. That's a different animal.
Oh, that's something else. There will be tornadoes associated with this, too. That's the other bad part.
You know, so it's you have to think worst case scenario. You prepare for that always.
And again,
and
folks,
if it's less than that, then you're golden.
And again, folks, we're not trying to create a doom and gloom atmosphere here. We're just telling you like it is, having seen the end result and having been in these storms as first responders and responded to them and watching the things that got people seriously hurt or killed. If you're in the way of this thing and you have any doubts, get in your car and go north. And don't stop till you get to Jackson, Georgia.
Yeah, and it doesn't mean you have to run around like the kid in Home Alone screaming when he realizes his parents aren't home.
Yep.
You don't have to act like that, but prepare and think.
Well,
think it through.
My man, you and I are going to be talking Friday. I may get a hold of you beforehand if it goes up towards you. So be safe and stay low, my friend.
Stay low, Parkside. We'll talk to you soon.
All righty. I said stay warm. I don't need to worry about that. Kyle, hang in there. We're coming back. Patrick Hyland will be with us, the Sports Zone quarterback, with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Monday morning edition. Don't go anywhere.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
With Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, and before we get started with Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, I want to remind you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota. Yep, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. They're located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Stop on in or give them a call at 941-922-2345. They'll come to you and schedule an appointment. Stop on by and you can see them. Now, I've been doing business with them for years and years and years, and they were one of my original sponsors on the radio show because I had them come to my house many moons ago when we lived in Lakewood Ranch, and we had some blinds, some shades, and some shutters installed, and never looked back, and it was always great. And we had a little incident with a dog, decided to knock a couple of them loose and down, and they came and they replaced them, and we were very happy with everything they did. So from installation to sales, parts, and cleaning, they're the ones to call. Make sure you tell them that I sent you, the captain sent you. Again, they're located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Stop on in or call them at 941-922-2345. That number again, 941-922-2345, to schedule an appointment or just stop on by. They're local. They're experienced. They are Dominic's Blinds and Decor, and they will do you a really good job. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And in the meantime, here we go. Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. Good morning, Mr. Quarterback.
Good morning, Matt Bruce. How are you this morning, sir?
Pretty good. How many touchdown passes did you throw over the weekend?
No more throwing touchdown passes, Captain. No, just watching. And talking about it, we had a good show yesterday on the Sports Zone talking about the upcoming NFL season, and that was a lot of fun. And Cal Warren, good morning to you, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Patrick. Doing well, thank you.
Excellent, man, excellent. Well, let's start out with a nice story, okay? Great Little League World Series this year. Japan congratulated the California guys on winning it, and great time of sportsmanship. That's the beauty I see when these kids play in this Little League World Series championship across the globe, and how they all get along and shake each other's hands after the battle and just enjoy playing the game. I wish sports could get back to that completely, Kyle. Wouldn't that be fantastic?
It really would. But, you know, these kids were from El Segundo here in Southern California. And, Patrick, to have a walk-off home run to win the Little League World Series is just electric for these kids. It's amazing.
It sure is. I knew you'd know about it, Cal. That's why I brought it up. That was one reason, obviously. It's a good feel-good story. We always want to talk about the doom and gloom all the time. Well, let's talk about something positive, and that's what this is about. So really enjoyable to discuss that with you guys this morning. And congratulations to the kids from El Segundo, California. Memories to last a lifetime for all their friends and family and everybody. It's just great. Just a great story. Switch a little bit to golf. Victor Hovland, he won the FedEx Cup there up in Atlanta, Georgia, Captain. And I know we have a lot of listeners up there. Beautiful golf course up there in Atlanta, the TPC. Just a fun place to play golf and a real good tournament. They had the FedEx Cup champion. He took home $18 million. That's a pretty nice payday for the weekend, gentlemen, to say the least.
Good Lord.
Yeah. So it's a neat thing they did with golf now. Makes the guys play more tournaments, makes them play till the end of the year. I like it. Golf's done a few good things to make it exciting for everybody. Speaking about Atlanta, the Braves, they're on fire. I don't know who's going to beat them. Cal, you're a big baseball fan. I mean, do you see anybody competing with these guys if they keep playing the way they're playing?
No, I don't think so. I think we're getting into the time where it seems like the momentum starts to kick in, you know, unless there's a major upset, but it's like it starts, you know, feeding on itself.
No question about it. And the Tampa Bay Rays are only 2 games behind the Baltimore Orioles. They'll have their 3-game series coming up here real soon. When that occurs, it'll be pretty much for all the marbles. I mean, both teams are playing above 600. That is just so difficult to do in today's game, and congratulations to both of them. It's just been a great, great series this year for them. And I know we have a lot of listeners up there in Minneapolis, Captain, and Minnesota Twins. You know, they're leading that division with Rocco Baldelli, former Tampa Bay Ray. Great manager up there. And the Twins are doing fantastic, as well as I think the Minnesota Vikings might surprise some teams this year, Captain. So a little shout-out for our friends up there in Minnie. And then out west, Kyle, the Seattle Mariners and the Rangers and Astros. I mean, what a dogfight to the bitter end. They're all within 1 game of each other to see who wins that division. So that's what's going on, you know, in the baseball world. And, I just wish Ohtani gets better with his arm. I mean, what a phenom. I don't think he should ever pitch again, Kyle. And then also, it would be nice to see him regain. It's going to take him time to regain his power. Look, Bryce Harper was out for a while, and it took him time to regain his power and his eye and everything. It takes time. You miss some time, it's going to catch up to you. But I hope that's what happens for him. I mean, what are they saying out west, Kyle, about him?
Well, as you know, he's continuing to hit, and I think he hit one of the lights in the stadium they were playing in, that caused a little humor for the station or for the stadium lighting person to say something to him. But also, though, for Angels, Patrick, it looks like Mike Trout came back for a game, but now he's out again. I suppose for the remainder of the season.
I think so too. I mean, I know Ohtani wants to finish out the year strong. I mean, I believe he's already won the MVP. I don't think he can be caught. So why not rest? Get yourself, unfortunately, the Angels are out of the playoff hunt now. So just get yourself healthy. That's the main thing. That's what I want to see him do. The Dodgers out there are doing great too, 80 wins. I think that's the only team that really can compete with the Braves, that they're both on all eight cylinders. I mean, not to knock out the Brewers or the Cubs. Whoever wins that division has a shot to do something in the playoffs. I've always said if you make it to the playoffs, anything can happen. So that's what's going on in the world of baseball. And then in football last night, C.J. Stroud looked good for the Houston Texans. And Jimmy Graham, former tight end of the University of Miami Hurricanes and the New Orleans Saints, stepped away from football for a couple of years. Now he's giving it another shot with the Saints, and he looked good last night. So I wish that young man well. And that's pretty much up to date on the world of sports. I know my time is almost up, so I just want to do a shout-out to everybody listening. If there's anything I can do for you, if you have any questions, give me a call at 813-966-1052 in reference to any insurance needs you have or concerns or thoughts. Medicare season will be here in about a month, and we'll be discussing that more so to see if we can get you on the best plan for the upcoming year. Captain can share with you. I've saved him money and several of our friends' money in that department. Captain, always a pleasure. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow at Mission Barbecue. Yep. I will be there at 11:30. Kyle, God bless you. Take care of yourself. And again, folks, give me a call anytime, 813-966-1052. Like I like to say, we'll talk about your insurance needs and some sports. God bless, Cap. Take care.
All right. You see you tomorrow. And that's Patrick Crown, Sports Zone quarterback. Well, Kyle, I'm going to let you go, too, because I got to give myself a little time to talk about something I'm going to be doing this weekend. But we will talk to you tonight on a Radio, and I know you'll be checking the weather.
We sure will, Captain. Take care out there, everybody.
All right. Thanks very much. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Now, folks, coming up this Sunday, the Doc Handelman, is going to have an event over at his office. And he's over there on 38th Street, just this side of 66th, on the right-hand side as you go west. And he's going to have a get-together with as many people as want to show up. He's got a whole bunch of stuff he's given out. Going to do a live broadcast there, and he's asked me to come over. And I said I'd be there, so I'll be there on Sunday at 8:30 in the morning and while he does his broadcast from 9 to 10. Then, Saturday, I'll be at the gun show in Largo, at the Two Guys Gun Show in Largo from 9 a.m. to about 2 p.m. And you never know who's going to show up there, some of the Captain's Army for sure. So there you go. And September 11th, we've got a very special day lined up. We'll tell you about that as we get closer toward the end of the week. God bless America, everybody. Have a great day. Stay safe and get ready for the storm. Get prepared now.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.